It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And a reminder that Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can still sign up, get 90 days access from the time you sign up. More details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, Putin is winning. That's, I think, a rational way of interpreting what's happening on the ground in Europe as the Western anti-Russia alliance is fracturing. I told you this week that Politico broke a story that European officials, top European officials, are angry with the Biden White House for continuing to push Ukraine to continue this war at all costs, because the ones benefiting from those costs appear to be U.S.-based energy and weapons companies. One official told Politico, the fact is, if you look at it soberly, the country most profiting from this war is the U.S. because they're selling more gas and at higher prices, and because they are selling more weapons, end quote. To that end comes word this week that Raytheon just won a $1.2 billion deal to supply 6 advanced anti-aircraft missile systems to Ukraine. At some point, you wonder whether Vladimir Putin will get tired of Russian aircraft and pilots being lost to American weapons systems. But again, this is fracturing the Western alliance, anger growing in European capitals that American subsidies are targeting European industry, specifically green subsidies and tax breaks in the Inflation Reduction Act. And there are some who think that this and the destruction of the 2 Nord Stream gas pipelines from Russia to Germany would factor into this decision, are intended to do exactly that, hamstring European industry, specifically German industry, for the benefit of corporations here in North America. Topic number 4, the economy. This week, we learned the House did in fact step into the looming railroad strike at the request of the White House. By a 290 to 137 vote, the House passed a tentative rail agreement that will, according to the corporate media, prevent a rail strike. In a separate vote, they also voted to add a provision to the rail agreement that would increase the number of paid sick days from 1 to 7. If a strike were to occur, which could happen as early as December 9th, we could lose about $1 billion a week in the U.S. economy alone as things stop moving, needed to keep the economy flowing, raw materials, even passenger rail. It's not clear to me how this bill, assuming it passes the Senate, would prevent a rail strike. I mean, by its very nature, a strike means workers stop working when they're supposed to be working. So how Congress passing this bill would prevent that is not clear to me. We shall see. We'll know in another week or so. While we watch this, we get word this week that our banking system may be short as much as $1.3 trillion in physical cash. This according to Christopher Whalen, chairman of Whalen Global Advisors, who argued that the difference in accounting, essentially, it's more complicated than that, but basically the difference between book equity and tangible equity, what a bank says something is worth versus what the asset, you know, people will actually pay for said asset, accounts for a shortfall, and that our banks are essentially insolvent. But nobody wants to say that because bank runs are ugly things. And media is essentially blaming the equivalent of a bank run for the collapse of FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange that rather spectacularly imploded earlier this month. Oddly enough, CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is getting very gentle treatment from the press. For example, even with the collapse, he still appeared at a virtual gathering hosted by the New York Times following a rather gentle interview published by the Times that some critics are calling a puff piece. And then SBF, as he's known, was interviewed on Good Morning America Thursday by George Stephanopoulos, who asked the obvious question, what happened? Bankman-Fried's response boiled down to 2-3 words. I got cocky. I got cocky. No, when you're dealing with literally tens of billions of dollars, it's a little more than cockiness, as the cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk wrote. No, FTX's collapse was a crime, not an accident. Tens of billions of dollars up in smoke like this, and it appears, based on what we now know about this, that much of this money was funneled from FTX to its sister company, Alameda Research, and then gambled away on speculative investments that didn't pan out. The bigger question is, why is he not in handcuffs? And as a corollary, what do you have to do to get arrested in the Bahamas? Topic number three, CBDCs. This may all lead to the creation of central bank digital currencies. We told you a couple of weeks ago about the Federal Reserve plans to launch a 12-week pilot program in partnership with several large commercial banks, testing a central bank-controlled digital currency. India this week also experimenting with a digital rupee. Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, China already launching its digital yuan. This is coming. And things like the FTX collapse may push public opinion to accept a digital currency, which would, of course, mean that a central bank-controlled digital currency gives the federal government records of everything you buy through that system. Every time you put gas in your car, buy a pack of gum, whatever, there's a record run through a central controlling authority. Of course, the CBDC would also allow, because it's digital currency, for the control of what you can spend that money on or how quickly you have to spend it. We've just given you X amount of dollars for the next stimulus check, but you got to spend it within the next 30 days and only on the stuff we allow. This, not an injection, is what the mark of the beast will look like. Topic number two, carbon credits. And this may also factor into this. We talked this week about the European Union's carbon trading scam, the emissions trading scheme, ETS is what it's known officially, according to the World Wildlife Fund. And I've got criticism of that group, but they're not wrong about this. The ETS in the EU was manipulated to give big polluting industries free carbon permits to the tune of about $100 billion worth over the last 9 years. This is more than big polluting industries like carbon or coal-based power plants were charged, about $88.5 billion. So what this amounts to is that over the last 8 or 9 years or so, power plants were taxed as part of this emissions trading scheme. And then that money was given in the form of tax breaks to industries like steel plants that used the power that were taxed to pay for the power that they were using to make steel. I mean, to me, this sounds like the financial equivalent of a perpetual motion machine, except that somebody's paying this money. It's the taxpayer. You don't think the power plants are going to take a $100 billion hit to their profit margins. Anytime big corporations are taxed, energy companies, banks, whatever, that cost is passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices, higher rates, what have you. This is a scam. And again, citizens are the ones who are on the hook for the cost. And to add to this insanity, the Dutch government plans to buy and close down up to 3,000 farms near environmentally sensitive areas. This is all part of the EU's green policies. The Dutch government trying to shut this down to reduce the amount of nitrogen emitted into the ecosystem. Farmers are offered a deal, they're being told, up to 120% of the value of their farms. But this is important because Dutch farmers are the world's second largest, biggest exporters of farm products after the U.S. in terms of value. Hear that. The Netherlands, number two in agricultural exports in the world behind the United States. A lot of Dutch produce and meat goes to feed the rest of Europe, and they're going to shut it down because Mother Gaia is harmed by nitrogen. Needless to say, Dutch farmers are not happy about this. This may lead to Nexit, Netherlands exit from the European Union. Coming up, protecting women is transphobic. That's next on the Friday Five.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the Apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, protecting women, transphobic. The transgender movement may be jumping the shark. I think it is. And it's things like this and, of course, mediocre male athletes setting world records in female sports that will wake up a lot of people to the intellectual bankruptcy, shall we say, of this movement. In the UK, the Ministry of Justice told its staff that to be trans allies, they had to avoid 35 everyday phrases. This is according to an email leaked to the Daily Telegraph. His Majesty's Prison and Probation Services Diversity and Inclusion Team told staff that phrases like gender critical and protecting women and girls were turning what would be considered overt discrimination into covert behavior. In other words, these are dog whistles, code language to legitimize being transphobic. This glossary titled Recognizing Transphobic Coded Language came from an official Ministry of Justice email address, was sent out to thousands of staff across the UK. And according to the email, gender critical, which is used to refer to those who accept that biological sex is binary, biological fact, is a term used to make anti-trans discrimination sound palatable. And phrases like protecting women's spaces or protecting women and girls is said to equate trans women with being predatory men and play on, and I quote, unfounded fears and convince people that supporting trans inclusion threatens their safety, end quote. Again, this is jumping the shark. The final nail in this coffin, quote, adult human female, end quote, according to this email, is another phrase claimed to manipulate people into supporting bigotry while creating hostility towards trans people, end quote. This is why feminists now, in particular, have awakened to this reality. Adding the T to LGB is that too, that alliance, fracturing. This may be jumping the shark. Pray that it is so. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, available now, instant access, full HD, 24 cutting-edge presentations, including Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, many others. You'll get a complete look at the list of speakers and, of course, a place to register and take advantage of this at the website, defenderconference.com. Remember, as a free bonus, you get access to all 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. All of this instant access for 90 days from the time you sign up. Find out more and sign up today at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV in the middle of a 6-week special series based on the new 3-volume set by Tom Horn, Donna Howell, and Ali Anderson, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. What's the connection between the Messiah and the Antichrist? Well, of course, Antichrist means false Messiah, but the research and the information goes much deeper than that. Don't miss this program. Skywatch TV, the weekly program, is available now at the website, skywatchtv.com, but you can find the schedule for the over-the-air broadcast. It is posted. See what stations, what networks, what times and dates it's available during the week. skywatchtv.com/channels, but forget the schedule. Just add Skywatch TV's app to Roku or Apple TV. It is free. That brings all of our video content right to your big screen. Or download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Get you all the video content plus a calendar of upcoming events and much, much more. All that in the palm of your hand. And of course, if you want to watch the video on your big screen, well, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can cast it with Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast wirelessly. This is becoming a more and more common thing. We've got information on that at the website as well, skywatchtv.com, along with links to the app stores for these various platforms to make things easy for you. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.